Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We're extremely proud of that century of work. That, in a nutshell, was UK Ag College Dean Scott Smith's take on this year's celebration of the Cooperative Extension Service's 100th anniversary. I mentioned the previous story we produced with Fayette County farm leader Jim Mahan, whose grandfather was the first extension agent actually working in Henderson County in 1912, 2 years before extension went statewide. Jim Mahan recalled stories of his grandfather making farm visits back then on a motorcycle.
Jim tells stories about his grandfather, who was the first county agent in Kentucky, going to farm visits on a motorcycle. And I don't know how much of that is exaggerated, but I think there's a kernel of truth in there. It was, in fact, common in the early days of cooperative extension to see agents on horseback and taking trains to their clients and a lot of other things that we don't experience today.
Providing unbiased, research-based information to Kentucky farmers, the extension mission was simple.
It was, absolutely. It was a great idea in American history to connect the universities and their research and teaching arm to the extension service so that producers, farmers, rural citizens had the advantage of that information just as it was coming out.
More on the expansion of extension's reach in a minute. We'll be right back.
We're the Turners from Plain County, Kentucky. We have poultry, grain farm, corn, soybeans, wheat. Most folks don't realize that poultry is the number one cash crop in Kentucky now, bringing in over $900 million last year.
It does make you have a sense of pride when we see our poultry in the store.
It's a product we enjoy ourselves.
Always been taught we're not here just to get it done, we're here to do it right.
I'm proud to work with my family every day. We're a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Scott Smith, Dean of the UK College of Agriculture, commenting on the growth and the mission of cooperative extension.
The scope of work, of course, started with production agriculture, but it's way beyond that right now to talk about community development, economic opportunities, leadership training. Obviously, the youth programs in 4-H are very, very well known and at the heart of extension right now. But we remain connected to agricultural production as well.
A case in point, extension's extensive service in investment of ag development funds.
That has been a wonderful partnership. I think Kentuckians need to be aware and proud of what has been accomplished through the partnership of the legislature, Governor's Office of Ag Policy, the Extension Service, Farm Bureau, and many others that have provided unbelievable leadership for the progress that's been made over the last decade plus in Kentucky's agricultural economy.
And we salute the men and women serving us all through cooperative extension. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.